So the Auditor General hasn't been holding back really what we need to hear. Next topic is interesting because it really paints a realistic picture of where we are in the country. When municipalities work, everyone thrives. We know that they are not. Sakhani Maluleke has been briefing Parliament on the 2021-22 local government audit outcomes. And Maluleke tells Parliament that fruitless expenditure amounted to 4.74 billion. With 5.19 billion estimated financial loss incurred through non-compliance and fraud.
This year we had 4.7 billion rand of fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Another key indicator would be the financial losses associated with the material irregularities that the office identified, which sits at 5.19 billion rand. And that's just on the MIs that we identified. And often we would have raised irregular expenditure as an indicator, but we know that there are instances where irregular expenditure does not translate into financial loss. But this, I think, gives you a sense that there is non-compliance and there are indications of fraud that lead to real financial losses that should be avoided, especially in an environment where there is growing financial pressure.
Eyewitness News reporter Babalo Ndenze was listening to this. Babalo, good afternoon. I mean, quite staggering numbers, and it's nothing that we can get used to, is it?
Yes, indeed, MJ, quite staggering numbers. You know, for example, an authorized expenditure sitting at 25.47 billion, and this is about 175 municipalities or local councils. You know, she's also red flagging the high salary bills of these councils, which, you know, outstrips the amount of money that they need to provide services. And, you know, for example, at 10.75 billion in some instances, the figure that was quoted, that's in the report, as far as salary costs are concerned for these municipalities. So a lot of, you know, quite startling figures and startling, you know, facts provided by this Auditor General. For example, you know, they've seen a reduction on the number of clean audits. Mm-hmm. And a clean audit, I guess, is the best performance one can get when it comes to audits. You know, and so some have received unqualified audits, but the number of clean audits has also been on the decline. And they've also seen on the positive side, they've seen a reduction in the number of disclaimers, she also notes, which she says tells us that leaders in some provinces are heeding their call, you know, to get the right people to get these things done. She's also red flagged the issue of the use of consultants, you know, saying that, you know, billions are still going to the use of consultants. Members of the committee also raising issues about this use of consultants, saying this matter needs to be discussed with National Treasury at a later stage in greater detail. So there's also been a backlog in the number of financial statements, she says, but this has also been dealt with, as she says, you know, I mean, in a positive step. She notes some positives, but mostly across the board, Jane, it's a bad state, according to Sakhani Maluleke.
I mean, it's extraordinary, isn't it? I mean, every year we get to hear these shocking statistics, and these municipalities know that the eyes are on them, and yet it seems to just get worse. I mean, she also identified the lack of skills and how that's not helping the cleaning up process.
Yes, you know, I think there was a bit of a disturbance in the line just before that. I didn't quite get the last bit, Jane. Could you just repeat that? There was some sound playing. I didn't quite get the question.
She was saying lack of skills doesn't help the process.
Yes, indeed, lack of skills. She said this is a major problem, a lack of financial skills. There are also vacancies in the financial, you know, section of municipalities, vacancies that go on for quite a lengthy periods, you know, CFOs and people in financial management. She also says with that lack of skills or lack of capacity, I think even more damning, Jane, is that lack of political leadership. She said the political leadership is also lacking in getting the correct people in municipalities. Politics really is at the center, you know, of the root causes of these bad audit outcomes. And she's also saying that, you know, instability in local councils that we've witnessed, I think, quite regularly in the last couple of years since the local government elections is also compounding the problem. You know, councils can't pass their budgets on time because there's instability, parties, you know, don't get along or aren't agreeing on certain things, which
Babalo, excuse me, cutting in. We're going to have to leave it there.